In remote eastern Oregon, a serial crime is unfolding. Young purebred bulls are mysteriously showing up dead. Cowboys found several animals with body parts precisely removed. And it's happened before in the West. Correspondent Anna King has our story.
Outside of Pendleton, Terry Anderson's cattle have messed up his irrigation spigots again.
Before we put pivots in here, we had 240 sections of this hand line.
They knock down the spigots pretty much daily, and he has to fix them.
Cows just rub on stuff for the heck of it. They love to scratch.
Back in the 80s, one of this rancher's mother cows was mysteriously killed overnight. From his home place, Anderson points to the exact spot where he found her on top of a mountain. He's never gotten over it.
You see some circles there.
Anderson says he had just been there the night before. Now the cow was laid over and dead, her udder removed with something razor sharp.
And not one drop of blood anywhere.
230 miles away, outside of Princeton, Oregon, another cut-up and bloodless cow was found just 2 years ago, a mile from Andy Davies' home place.
Sees anything. How is that?
She says she and her husband rode strategic circles around the area to try and find vehicle tracks, horse tracks, something. They never found any.
Everything you do leaves tracks.
Over an hour away, north of Burns, dust from hooves creates a fog in the early light. Sylvie's Valley Ranch is nearly the size of Chicago. This summer, five young bulls were cut down in their prime in remote areas of the ranch.
So we're driving in on a Forest Service two-track dirt road.
That's Colby Marshall. He's the vice president of the ranch. The dead bull is an eerie scene. It looks like a deflated plush toy. It smells. Weirdly, there's no signs of buzzards, coyotes, or other scavengers. His red coat is as shiny as if he were going to the fair. Marshall says these young animals were just reaching their top value as breeding bulls. Now the bull's worth about $6,000 each, and their collective future progeny, worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, are lost. Finding these rangy young Hereford bulls in this remote country can sometimes take the ranch's experienced cowboys days. Marshall suspects a coordinated effort.
It's rugged. I mean, this is the frontier.
Now staff are required to ride in pairs and encouraged to carry arms.
If some person has the ability, or persons has the ability, to take down a 2,000-pound range bull, you know, it's not inconceivable that they wouldn't have a lot of problems dealing with a 180-pound cowboy.
In Burns, Dan Jenkins is a deputy with the Harney County Sheriff's Office. He's been working the case and gotten calls from all over.
A lot of the people that lean toward the aliens, one caller had told us to look for basically a depression under the carcass, because he said the alien ships will kind of beam the cow up and do whatever they're going to do with it, and then they just drop it from a great height.
Jenkins says the cases have been tough, with little evidence and no credible leads, but it's clear it's not bears, wolves, cougars, or poisonous plants, nor were they shot. The FBI won't confirm or deny it's looking into the killings. We're back on bull breeder Terry Anderson's spread near Pendleton. He's got his solid set sprinklers running now. What happened to him decades ago and these new cases leaves him with an uneasy feeling.
But you just go on, you know, because the next day has a lot of projects you got to get done too.
Ranching leaves little time to dwell. I'm Anna King in remote eastern Oregon.